राधे स्वामी महाराज के
बारे में संक्षेप में आप लोगों को बताता हूँ। महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद के प्यारे डिसाइपल हैं और महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद से 1968 में 1968 साल में उनके प्रभुपाद से दीक्षा हुई है और तब से वो प्रचार में लगे हैं। महाराज बहुत सारे कॉलेज यूनिवर्सिटी में अमेरिका में प्रवचन करते रहते थे। उन्होंने 1978 साल में 1978 में संन्यास लिया है। इसके बाद महाराज वृंदावन स्ट्रोक हायर एजुकेशन BIHE जिसके अंदर बेडर में भक्ति शास्त्री भक्ति वैभव कोर्स होते हैं उनकी स्थापना महाराज ने की। और महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद के जो बुक्स प्रभुपाद लिखते थे उसको प्रभुपाद महाराज उनका टेप सुनके ट्रांसक्राइब करते थे और उसके बाद में एडिट करते थे प्रभुपाद के बुक्स को और वो फिर पब्लिश होती थी। महाराज बैक टू गॉड इन मैगजीन के 1991 से लेकर 98 तक चीफ एडिटर थे बैक टू गॉड इन मैगजीन के। और उन्होंने अभी बृहद भागवतामृत और श्री कृष्ण लीला स्तर ये दो किताबों के ऊपर उन्होंने ट्रांसलेशन और कमेंट्री में लिखने में उन्होंने सेवा की। महाराज अभी सारे पृथ्वी में अलग अलग देशों में जाकर के प्रचार करते हैं तो महाराज की वाणी बहुत शुद्ध और शक्तिशाली है। उनकी बातों सुनने से आपके हृदय का अंधकार माया टुकड़े टुकड़ा हो जाएगा तो आप बहुत ध्यान से सुनेंगे महाराज को श्रद्धा के साथ तो आपका आदर में बहुत प्रगति हो सकता है हमारा जीवन पवित्र बन जाएगा उनका कथा सुनने के द्वारा। अभी मायापुर में महाराज रह रहे हैं यहाँ पर भक्ति शास्त्री के प्रवचन करते महाराज भक्ति शास्त्री भक्ति वैभव अलग अलग कोर्स के ऊपर तो हमारा भाग्य भी वो यहाँ उपस्थित है इस समय और हमें कृपा करे वो पता है तो अभी यहाँ रिक्वेस्ट कि जागरूक के समान काइंडली ब्लेस प्राइज और को स्पिरिचुअल वर्ड्स
Thank you.
Chakramiditam jena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam jena bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamahyam Tathati Sapalantitam Vandeham Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavanascha Shri Rupam Sadhusatam Shagana-garnatam-vitam sam-sakitam Shadvaitam Shadvaitam Vrijana-sehitam Krishna-chaitanya-devam Sri-yadvara Krishna-padam Shagana-vitam Sri-shakam-vitam-sra Krishna-purna-sindhau Nidamantau Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tata Kamshana Govami Dhathe Kanta Maheshwari Rishabhanam Sute Devi Paramami Shri Haritye Vansha Kurta Kurukyastra Vasindhau Kriyatra Patitanam Pavadevyo Vaishnavevyo Guru Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vaishnavi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 This Krishna consciousness movement, we don't need photography, please. Yes. Maya Mukta Jivar Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan Adev Kripai Koyala Krishna Dev Puran. The living entities in this material world have all forgotten Krishna. This is the problem. Every one of us is an eternal servant of Krishna. But we turn away from Krishna and we try to enjoy independence.
भौतिक जगत में सारे जीव कृष्ण को भूल गए हैं और कृष्ण से विमुख हो गए हैं और इस तरह मानसिक बद्ध हो गए हम लोग.
Bhagavan ke bhaktam ho bahut priya hai. because it's full of narrations of the science of Krishna. Nigama Kalpataruar Galitampara. The Vedic knowledge is compared to a desire tree. Whatever we want is available by following the Vedic directions. If we want sense gratification, by following the Karmakandiya sections of the Vedas, one can get better sense gratification, either on this planet or higher planet. If one wants mukti liberation, one can get that from following the Vedic directions. Or if one wants mystic powers, that's also available. But that's not the purpose of the Vedic knowledge. Vedaischa sarvaraham eva vedana. All the Vedas are pointing toward Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedaischa sarvaraham eva vedana. The ripe fruit of Vedic knowledge, therefore, is Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives the science of
Krishna.
After compiling so much Vedic literature, Srila Vyasadeva was still feeling dissatisfied. He was wondering, I've divided the Vedas and compiled them. I've further explained the subject matter in the Vedanta Sutra. Highly philosophical codes. I have explained things in the Puranas and Mahabharata for the people in general. But still I'm not feeling very satisfied. Why am I not getting satisfied? Why am I not getting
satisfied?
Then at that moment, his Guru Maharaj, Narad Muni, appeared on the scene. And there was some discussion. Narad Muni said, how do you expect to be satisfied? You've written all of this literature, and indirectly, it's mostly encouraging, or not indirectly, mostly it's encouraging people toward sense enjoyment, svarga loka, all of these things. And you filled the books with talks of Paramartha Kama Moksha. You've spoken many flowery words about enjoyment in Svargalok.
मैं स्वर्ग के ऊपर बहुत सारे पुष्पवाक्य की वर्णन पुष्पवाक्य वाक्य की है.
So this will just agitate people's minds.
इससे लोगों का मन और ज्यादा
The way boat wind rocks a boat on the water, your books will just agitate people's minds. The way the wind makes a boat shake like that in the water, so your writings will just agitate people's minds.
जैसे नौका के ऊपर अगर पवन आता है अलग अलग तरह से तो नौका हिलते है, इसी प्रकार तुम्हारे शास्त्रों का सुनने से लोगों का मन विचलित हो जाएगा, चंचल हो जाएगा.
Your defect is that you haven't glorified Krishna.
आपने कृष्ण की प्रशंसा नहीं की.
Indirectly, your Vedas and Puranas are pointing toward Krishna, but indirectly, and people are going to be distracted by the other things, politics, romance, you know, some religious principles, some sense gratification, even moksha, but they're not going to reach the goal of Krishna consciousness.
किताबों में कृष्ण का प्रत्यक्ष रूप से महिमा कितने बार परोक्ष भाव में किया, ये सीधे सीधा भगवान की महिमा नहीं करता है. तुम्हारे बुकों में इलिप्ति के बारे में, स्वर्ग के बारे में, मोक्ष के बारे में, ये सब चीजें वर्णन की है.
So you misled people actually.
इससे लोगों को
They'll spend their whole life in Dharmartha Kama Moksha and not reach
Krishna.
So, therefore, Vyasadeva, in his maturity, wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. Which is the ripe fruit of Vedic knowledge. Nigama kalpura galitam palam sukamukha ramrita kradusam. And it's become even more relishable because it's spoken by Srila Shukadeva Goswami.
क्योंकि ये भागवतम सुखदेव गोस्वामी के श्रीमुख से निकला है, इसका और भी आस्वादनीय बन गया.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी was a perfectly self-realized soul.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी एक आत्म साक्षात्कार लाभ के सिद्ध पुरुष हैं.
He had no material attraction.
उनको भौतिक आकर्षण और आसक्ति नहीं थी.
He attained the stage of perfect impersonal realization.
उन्होंने निर्विशेष ब्रह्मवाद की साक्षात्कार किया था.
Therefore, he was not interested in any material affairs.
इससे उनको भौतिक किसी भी चीज के प्रति कोई आसक्ति नहीं थी.
As soon as he was he stayed in the womb of his mother for 18 years. What is the need to come out and get entangled in this material existence?
वो अपने माँ के घर में 18 साल थे. उन्होंने सोचा हम बाहर जाके भौतिक संसार में आसक्ति हो जाएंगे.
But and then when he was born, he immediately took sannyas, left home.
जैसे उनका जन्म हुआ, जन्म के साथ उन्होंने संसार ग्रह प्राप्त करके चल पड़े.
That means no material interest.
भौतिक आसक्ति नहीं थी.
But he was attracted by the descriptions of the pastimes of the world.
लेकिन भगवान के लीलाओं का
Although he was not, there was nothing material that could attract him, he became attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. That means Krishna is so attractive that even the self-realized souls will become attracted to Krishna. The perfectly self-realized soul, no amount of money can attract him, no beautiful woman can attract him. But Krishna can attract
him.
Because Krishna is full of transcendental qualities. Krishna is not one of the ordinary human beings. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. He is the personality of God.
Krishna Parameshwar Bhagavan.
Janma karma cha me divyam evam yogeti tatvataha chaktva devam punarjanma naiti nameti sarva. Therefore all of his pastimes, his instructions, any Krishna topic is transcendental. So Sukadeva Goswami was an expert, and he became an expert in the science of Krishna.
Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna Bhavana ke vigyan mein daksh expert ho gaye.
And he spoke this science to the Parikshit Maharaj at the end of the king's life.
उन्होंने परीक्षित महाराज के जीवन के अंत काल में उनको श्रीमद् भागवत का विज्ञान दर्शन आया.
Parikshit Maharaj got the news that he'd been cursed to die within 7 days.
परीक्षित महाराज को खबर मिला कि उनको एक श्राप मिला कि 7 दिन में मृत्यु होगी.
So he left his kingdom and left everything to go sit by the side of the Ganga and give up his life. And it was there that he met Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami was the perfect person to speak the science of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj was the perfect person to hear the science.
Sukadeva Goswami, Srimad Bhagavat ke bolne ke yogya adhikari the, aur Parikshit Maharaj shravan karne ke yogya adhikari the.
Parikshit Maharaj also no longer had any material interest.
Parikshit Maharaj ko bhi bahut hi dil ki kuch koi aasakti nahi thi.
But he was highly interested in hearing about Krishna.
Lekin Krishna ki katha shravan karne ke liye unki bahut hi ichha thi.
This is the right subject matter for hearing.
Ye shravan karne ke liye bahut hi yogya vishay hai.
Because by hearing this subject matter, one's heart becomes purified.
Ye vishay ke upar sunne se hriday shuddh hota hai.
And one's natural attraction for Krishna is revived.
Krishna ke prati swabhavik aakarshan jagrat hota hai.
This Krishna consciousness is dormant within the heart of every living being. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti sadhyata mula shravanadi shuddha chitta koriyeva. This Krishna consciousness is already there within everyone, and by hearing the silence of Krishna, it's reawakened.
Krishna Bhavana sab jeevo ke hriday mein rehta hai aur Krishna ke bare mein jo shravan karenge to Krishna Bhavana hriday se jagrit hogi.
Therefore we're advised pivata bhagavatam, we should drink this Srimad Bhagavatam.
इसलिए कहा गया है पीवत भागवतम, श्रीमद् भागवतम को हमें पान करना चाहिए, पीना चाहिए.
The materialists in the mode of ignorance like to drink liquor.
भौतिकवादी लोग दारू शराब पीना चाहते हैं.
And otherwise ordinarily people like to drink water, sugar cane juice, tandai.
नहीं तो साधारण लोग पानी पीना चाहते हैं, ठंडा पीना चाहते हैं, लस्सी ये सब पीना चाहते हैं.
फ्रूटी
कुछ भी ड्रिंक पीना चाहते
हैं. But pivata bhagavatam rasamalaya, we're advised that the best thing to drink is Srimad Bhagavatam.
लेकिन यहाँ पर कहा जा रहा है सबसे अच्छा पानी है श्रीमद् भागवतम, उसको पीना चाहिए.
By drinking this Srimad Bhagavatam, one becomes cured of material existence.
Srimad Bhagavatam ko peene se ye bhautik jagat mein rehne ka rog hai usse hame chhutkara milta hai.
The heart will become satisfied, the mind will become pure.
Hriday mein tripti santosh anubhav hoga aur man pavitra hoga.
Therefore the Krishna consciousness movement has a great ambition to publish so many books in so many languages so that people can become purified and become satisfied in Krishna consciousness.
Is Krishna Bhavanamrita ko sare granthon ka likhne ke liye mahatvakanshi hai kyunki iske dwara logon ko man pavitra hoga, unko tripti milegi.
This Srimad Bhagavatam, we're publishing in so many languages. Now, these books are published in about 90 languages.
Srimad Bhagavatam, बहुत भाषाओं में हम लोग पब्लिश हो रहा है. अभी 90 भाषाओं में Srimad Bhagavatam अनुवाद हो चुका है और पब्लिश हो चुका है.
French, German, Italian, Spanish.
इन सब भाषाओं में अनुवाद हो चुका है.
Arabic, Chinese.
Chinese, French, Italian, whatever is the best language in the world.
Thai
language.
African languages also.
African language.
So, and people all over the world are reading these books with great interest.
सारे जगत के लोग, पृथ्वी के लोग, श्रीमद् भागवत को इच्छा के साथ पढ़ रहे हैं.
And by hearing the message of Bhagavatam, they become devotees of Krishna. Srimad
Bhagavatam upadesh sunne ke dwara woh bhakt ban jaate hain.
Krishna is rupam oprapate dharma gyana adibhi saha kalo nashta drishamesha puranar ko vidhoi. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna appeared just before the beginning of Kali Yuga. And then he left for his abode.
Krishna Kali shuru hone ke just thoda pehle prakat hue the aur phir wo chhod ke chale gaye prithvi ko.
But in the absence of Krishna, Krishna is present in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna ke chale jaane ke baad Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam mein hi reh rahe hain.
Dharma Gyana Adibhisa, all religious principles and all transcendental knowledge are found in Srimad Bhagavatam because Srimad Bhagavatam is non different from Krishna.
Dharma
and Gyan,
Srimad Bhagavatam Adibhisa,
Asra Vyama.
Because Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna
is Abhinna. Kalo Nashta Vishamesha Kudanar Kudunamrita. This Bhagavatam is like the sun which can dissipate all the darkness of Kali Yuga.
श्रीमद् भागवतम सूर्य के जैसा है वो कभी ये अंधकार को दूर कर सकता है.
Therefore, our mission is to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam in so many languages so that people will come forward to revive their eternal relationship with Krishna.
इसका हमारा एक उद्देश्य है बहुत भाषाओं में श्रीमद् भागवतम का वितरण करना ताकि लोग पढ़ के इसको मानने की ओर.
And they'll come to Mayapur from all parts of the world to chant Hare Krishna. What relationship do they have with Mayapur to come from far away places to this, to a distant place? But because their Krishna consciousness has been reawakened from all over the world, they come to Mayapur. Spending thousands of dollars. Because their Krishna consciousness is revived. And people whose Krishna consciousness is not revived, they'll not even spend the train fare to come from
Calcutta.
Because Maya is very powerful. I have my business, I have my family, I have some cinema available. Why should I go to Mayapur? Calcutta is very nice. This is called Maya. They're also in Mayapur. They're full of Maya. Therefore we're publishing in Hindi, in Bengali, in Gujarati, in Tamil, in Telugu, in Malayalam, so many Indian languages. Because actually, India is the natural place for religious life, spiritual life. India is meant to be the world leader for spreading Krishna consciousness. So, actually, every Indian should have an interest in understanding the science of Krishna and spreading the science of Krishna. Then someone may say that I don't have the power to spread Krishna consciousness. So then Srimad Bhagavatam says, Pibata Bhagavatam, just drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you'll become powerful. By drinking Srimad Bhagavatam, you get a taste how wonderful is Krishna. Just as a drunkard becomes intoxicated by drinking liquor, the Krishna conscious, the person who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, who drinks Srimad Bhagavatam, will become mad after Krishna.
जैसे कोई शराब पीता है तो फिर नशे में चोर बन के तो नशे नशा हो जाता है. इसी प्रकार श्रीमद् भागवतम को पीने से कोई कृष्ण प्रेम में वो पागल हो जाता है.
Then someone says, this is not very good that I read this book and become crazy.
तो कोई बोलेगा तो पागल बन जाएगा. सब तो बुक अच्छा नहीं है. ऐसे कोई बोलता है ना.
You're trying to attract me by saying I'm going to become crazy by reading this book. Why should I read this book? But you're already crazy. You're working day and night for little money and little sense gratification. Not satisfied, but working, puna puna charvita charvananam. You're working so hard to get money, and then when you get the money, you spend it on some useless things which don't make you happy. So you're already crazy. But now you're crazy for Maya. So just become crazy for Krishna. Crazy means if a person has no interest in his ordinary affairs, he's called crazy. From a Krishna conscious point of view, it's the other way. The person who's so interested in material affairs, he's crazy.
Krishna
Bhavana ke anusar ulta jo apne kartavya mein bahut aasakt hai wo pagal. Sanasha sarvabhutana tasyam jagati samini tasyam jagati bhutani sanasha pashuto. The materialist thinks that the Krishna conscious person is crazy, and the Krishna conscious person thinks the materialist is crazy. So you can choose. You can be crazy for Maya, or you can be crazy for Krishna. Everyone is crazy in this world. But if you don't want to be crazy about Krishna, don't read Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Don't drink Srimad Bhagavatam
unless
you want to become crazy about Krishna. Rupa Goswami is also reciting one verse. Smeram, he's saying, one gopi is speaking to another. And the gopi is saying that if you have any interest in society, friendship, love, family attachment, then don't go to the bank of the Keshi Ghat. Why shouldn't I go? Because there's the boy who's known as Govinda. And he's standing in the moonlight and blowing on his flute. And he's appearing so beautiful that if you go see him, then you'll forget all about society, friendship, and love.
वो इतने सुंदर लग रहा है वर्ल्ड का कि उसको एक बार देख लेंगे तुम सारा भौतिक चीज सब कुछ भूल जाओगे.
So better you don't go.
इसलिए भूल से जाओ मत.
That means indirectly, Srila Rupa Goswami is advising us that we should see the beautiful form of Krishna and become attracted and forget all about material life. So we should read Srimad Bhagavatam and forget that we're trying to enjoy in this material world. Forget that we think that we can be happy in this rotten place. Forget that I'm a big man, I'm a big woman, I'm this, I'm that, I'm such and such. We should forget all these things and become attracted to Krishna.
हमें श्रीमद् भागवतम को श्रवण करना चाहिए ताकि हम भौतिक जगत के अपनी उपाधियों को भूल जाएं. मैं वो
I'll become attracted to Krishna, serve Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, and go back to Krishna.
Krishna,
that will make our life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavata Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pranade.
We're already late, huh? I don't know, you tell me.
No time for question. Tell me, question, tell me. I mean, come on, please, question.